Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Consciousness Shift on Here Be Monsters. I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry in South Florida with Nicole Pomacini in New York, New York. And tonight we have an important show for you to hear. Soul Fire for the Gulf is a Gulf healing ceremony inspired by New Orleans medicine person and musician Dr. John. In solidarity and support of his vision, Turtle Woman Rising and the tribal communities of, okay, now bear with me a moment. I'm going to do my best to pronounce these correctly. Île de Jean Charles, Pointe aux Chênes, the Dulag bands of Biloxi, Chitimacha, Choctaw, and the Atakapaw Ishak tribe joined. Did I do that okay, Imani?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Join in unity to welcome the grandmothers, elders, and people of all nations to support a Stand for the Earth, April 16th through the 20th. Now, that's the week after next in Mandeville and New Orleans, Louisiana, at the end of the week. And if you can't come down to Louisiana, we're going to invite you tonight, and I quote, to instigate something great in your community. So let's slip into the evening with a listen. Actually, it's called Listen at Our Prayer by Dr. John, one of the visionaries who brought Soul Fire for the Gulf to the surface. So let's give it a listen, okay?
Mother Earth for the sky, ran for the sun, grandmother moon. Would the ancients prophesy? They hate to stand alive with their tales of certain doom. East, north, south, and west, up below in sacred center. The seven directions protect. The spirit never neglects us. The earth was created in 7 days. Man was conceived in 6 nights. 13 steps of creation. Take 9 levels to evolve. Around the center we all revolve. 2012 is not the end. It's time to begin again. Who will benefit from a state of panic? The same negative energy that currently rules the planet. Mother prophesied, when the light shines in the sky, we all will feed away. Listen at the loping wind, got so much to teach us all, taking us wherever it can. Touching us every time we fall. Listen at yourself. Good feelings aren't really right. Listen at yourself. When you listen to life, we're ignorant to memories. Times we wasted make us cry if we start to lose. The gifts of love and sex we need to get us deep inside the blue. Listen at yourself. Good feelings aren't really right. Listen at yourself. Listen at the trees and the critters. gonna lie before you be done. If your fantasy is that reality, making love just as it comes. Listen at yourself. Good feelings are really right. Listen at yourself.
That's a great song.
It is a really great song. Tonight we have several people with us, from including Flash Silvermoon, who is doing a satellite drumming also, to I'm sorry, lost my notes, guys. Soul Five. Hey, there we go. So, if everybody would take a moment in order, and Monty, would you please introduce yourself and help to introduce Steve and give us a nice, crisp description of how this vision came up and how it's progressing?
I would love to. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here tonight with you, Gwen. I really appreciate it. I just want to take a moment and ask us all to take a deep breath in, maybe wiggle our fingers and our toes, and I want to share a little story with you that is about gratitude and is about all nations and is about a vision that our friend Dr. John MacRabinac had soon after the oil spill in 2010, and he was guided by his dreams and his visions to call for an all-nations healing ceremony for the Gulf and all our people. Now, that includes the human people, the tree people, the water people, the land people, the critters, to come forward into this circle of healing, both in Louisiana and in as many places as we can inspire and instigate circles to come together. Like all big prayers and all big dreams, it took us a while to really bring this into a form that that could be launched, if you will, out into our collective consciousness, out into our common unities, to come together in ways, all faiths, all nations, to pray for the earth, to stand for the earth, and to sing for the earth, to tend the heartbeat of the earth and the sacred fire. And in January of this year, we met with tribal elders and leaders in the Confederation of the Biloxi, Chittimacha, Choctaw people, and Dr. John shared his vision, and I shared my parts of the vision, and the prayer was received. So we really began moving forward with this call for ceremony for the Gulf and all her people on January 7th of 2012. And so to be where we are right now, where we're, 10 days away from being on the ground with this ceremony, is very, very exciting. And my friend Steve Spooner, who is calling in from Canada, is a peer and a collaborator. We co-facilitate together, and he, in his own right, has been called forward to the prayer. He will be joining us down in Louisiana to tend the sacred fire. And I pass it over to you, Steve, to introduce yourself to our people.
Well, thanks, Imani. And, you know, with the mention in Orleans, the quick laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to being back and embracing that attitude that's so prevalent in the South with the reality of the healings and the shift for this event. and a little bit of awakening. So, yeah, a little bit about me is I do a bit of instigating, awakening, work ceremonially, and it's all about helping people back into our connection, remember our connection with Mother Earth, and remember our tiny space of the heart, and that everything comes from there. And ultimately, thankfully, science has been jumping on board lately. So to merge that and bring us into ceremony and the connectedness and the true knowledge, again, proven ad nauseum at this point, that we can affect a change of this nature with our intention, with our ceremony, with our connection. And really have. Just we go through the motions to remind ourselves of how truly powerful we are and how truly connected with Mother Earth we are. So it's cool to bring it in a way that's a whole lot of fun, and merging with ceremony and connecting and teachings from the elders. I'm sure looking forward to coming down from Canada.
Steve, can I ask you how long has it been since you've been down this way, down to the south?
Pre-Katrina. Yeah, pre-Katrina.
Pre-Katrina, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So highly looking forward to getting down. And for me, it'll be a whole different energy and style for my visit and my connection with that area that I've had. And it's inspired me at other times in my life in really deep, beautiful ways. So I'm really looking forward to coming back, bringing some love.
Okay. Flash, I know you're there.
Yes.
Your contribution is a satellite to the huge ceremony that's going to be going on now. Between you and Ms. Imani, could you ladies tell me how this is going? Because I know I am, for Friday, a week from next, on the 20th, I am going to have a satellite drumming ceremony here with the group. But I'm wondering, Imani, Flash, how is this all being set up? How is this satelliting of groups hooking in? How is this? Is it working?
This is Imani speaking, and we are a very grassroots level organization. It's pretty much all been word of mouth and through our website to this point. And the inspiration, the invitation is for people to consider what it means for them to be in prayer for making a stand for the earth. Turtle Women Rising holds our stands for the earth and stands for peace with a drum prayer. And what that means is that we begin the heartbeat drum ceremonially and we light the fire at the same time, and we tend to the fire for the entire length of the ceremony. What it means for the community in Baltimore that's joining in is that they will be having meditations and group time at different parks, at different places near the water in Baltimore. And then on Thursday evening, April 19th, they'll hold an all-night vigil and bring ashes from their prayer ceremony to the waters in Baltimore. In Hawaii, they're gathering with musicians to amplify our call, given the science of the way sound moves through the waters surrounding Hawaii, that it's shown scientifically that particular area is an amplifier, if you will, and the frequencies move quicker through the waters from Hawaii than any other place on the planet. So
nice,
how people plug in is join the Facebook group, send us an email, dream with your community what you want to do, and let us know, and we'll post it up on our websites and share the information as widely as we can.
Well, that's really wonderful. I mean, from my perspective, I have my little group down here. Flash, what are your plans? What are you doing? How are you connecting up?
Well, I'm going to connect up any way I can, and also have them on the air next week. And that will be part of it. But here, in terms of what I'm actually doing, we'll be doing ritual here underneath the wonderful arms of the grandmother tree. And we'll be drumming and chanting and meditating and breathing. And we may come inside and play some other celestial music. And gathering up, it's an invitation to all of the wonderful healing people that I know in this area to just come and be a part of this and to hook up, you know, with what they're doing. We're going to do this on Friday. So in terms mm-hmm. of our focus, it'll actually be on the tail end of it and giving it that last push as it's been building and building with everything they're doing and with other people doing all around the world who are going to be joining in. And I'm going to be trying to get more people in other places to do this as well.
Exactly. But that's my intention here, to have our group on the beach on the east side of Florida directing our energy and our drumming. And our drummers are basically the same most days, except for myself. I generally speaking use a Celt drum, but I do have my rosewood tone drum from Africa. We basically have quite an eclectic group of drummers coming from the folks that were with me this last weekend at the Agungun to myself and a few conga players that are hearing about it downtown from our group. And this is, you know, just bringing all the people who have the intention to focus and direct love and healing to the core group. And you'll be in New Orleans on Friday, correct, Imani?
Correct. We will be in New Orleans on Friday for an All Nations Drum Circle and then a second line down to the river where we will release the ceremonial ashes.
Okay. Perhaps Nicole can muster something up on the water side. She lives right on the water in New York City, so...
Yeah, that sounds great. Can one of you talk about what it feels like to be at one of your ceremonies or drum circles, like the start to finish, like the feeling of it?
The feeling of it is the purpose is to have an all nations experience. So the invitation is for all people to come forward into their hearts and truly stand for the earth. And that's going to mean something different for every person who participates in the ceremony. So rather, like the real point is that we are standing for the earth, for our mother, because we love her in our own personal ways. And so many of us are singers, many of us are drummers, many of us are dancers and artists, and the purpose of Soul Fire for the Gulf as a stand for the earth is to provide opportunities for people to engage with different art forms that are spiritually based, from singing to drumming to dancing to painting to doing collaborative art. And my experience in these ceremonies is that we can't really do a program, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the flow and the beauty of how the universe weaves this together, it's always different.
Mm.
And what I feel when I come into these ceremonies is just such deep gratitude that when I look around the circle, there are people who are really in their light bodies
and really in their personal power of saying thank you to the earth and apologizing for the things that humanity has done to harm her, or in the stands for peace, you know, calling forward that peace that resides within each and every one of us, and that it's a to be in a collective of people that are consciously pulling that forward and resonating with each other and seeing it in each other, for me, is a very, very powerful experience.
I can imagine.
Well, it certainly describes ceremony.
Yeah.
Yes.
Faith, how do you
experience? It's truly a blessing to have an opportunity for all nations, for all faiths to really come together. And that's one thing that...
Yes.
I don't see as much as I would like. I enjoy the circles that reflect that. But that's a very core principle for Mac and Dr. John and the Gulf Coast tribes and Mizumani and all of the people, Bella Villa, all of the people who are helping to hold this, is that because we understand that we need a miracle in the Gulf, that we need a miracle to clean up some of the things that humanity's bad boundaries, if for nothing else, have caused harm to our earth. And we really need a miracle. And I believe that when we come together, in our hearts in gratitude, that we become a force to be reckoned with. And it's truly about putting it all over into the hands of the Creator, of Spirit, of the universe, of God, of Goddess, of whatever language each individual uses. It's about that personal relationship of requesting help, because humanity needs help.
Yes, being that vessel for your energy to come through, and then using whatever your artistic feeling is with art or music or dance, you're just intensifying that vibration, and then with all these people. Nice. We should also be out on Saturday night.
So, Moni, you're taking a stand that's sort of silent within and self-sacred, so that we all make the connection with one another, with all our neighbors and our home, the planet, the living planet, on a level of existence that has no harm intended and reaches out only to heal and love. Does that capsule it pretty good? Does that say it?
Yes. Yes. We stand for balance and for life. And we stand in deep gratitude and respect for, the responsibility that we have to come together and hold a healing space.
Can you tell us something about the experiences that you've had and what you intend for this ceremony?
Absolutely. As we were talking of ceremony and describing, and Imani was describing, we were speaking of the perfection, and it came to me in some really simple words what I get out of ceremony, and but it rolls with a bit of a front end story, which is, you know, we all we collectively forgot we were one, and we came and played out this little experiment on planet here, as we all try and seem to gather the tools to remind ourselves and live our unity. And when I'm in ceremony, that connection and that unity is so in this reality for me, and it creates such a connection and a bond to all things, to myself, to my past selves, to every soul that's there. There is a connection of hearts that is in unity consciousness, and that's what we came to do, and that can be a whole lot of fun to be there and remember what that feels like and what that vibration is literally like. And knowing that scientifically, we get a bunch of people holding the same intention, we shift things on this planet. There was incidences where people did mass peace aligned prayer. And as they looked at the charts across North America, Europe, emergency room visits went down. Bombings that were planned suddenly got canceled. It has an effect. So to be part of generating that effect, and science chimes in again that that effect is about where our heart is. It's not about where our mind is. It's about our heart and this huge electromagnetic field that comes out of our heart. So when you feel that unity and that, and you're wide open to all you've ever been, that's pretty powerful when you get a whole number of souls in the same place holding that intention and love. And that's what draws me to work with ceremony, to do ceremony, to be around it. It's like a wonderful call home. And my heart hears it.
Nice.
That I know that when I've been involved in I liken it to this. I've been to a few powerful ceremonies where lots of people were involved in grounding in energy and directing it with a good intention or in light. And folks have this feeling and they think, I've had people who, you know, have never been involved before come to me and say, my goodness, it's as though I'm right out of my body. Is this what it's like to be? And I've always thought, no, you're more in your body than you were
mm-hmm.
when that
mm-hmm.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I think
like
that this
going
is Imani.
Yeah.
I think that that's very true, that you are more in your body. And a part of ceremonial work is really to expand us into our full potential, to expand us into the capacity that we have as individuals, and that when we come together as individuals with a common intention and without attachment to the outcome, then we become this force, like I said, this force to be reckoned with. And, you know, certainly there will be plenty of water and tricks, if you will, to ground back in, to really have full access to that expansion that you receive from the ceremony. And what it means for me personally is that when I go back into my day-to-day life, I am full. I personally have more energy to share with my projects and with my people because I have taken that time to step outside of time and pray and nurture in a collective environment.
Yes. That's a simple yes.
Yeah.
That's
really...
You know, in these times, we all go through some releasing, and everybody's feeling all the fun stuff that we came to feel. And that's so well put, because in any good spiritual discipline, any discipline of the physics of nature, when you release something, you have to refill. Nature abhors
yeah.
a vacuum. So go into ceremony, and what do you refill with? Oh, the connection, the self-love, the realizing we are all in this together. And we all came down here to do this and have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that kind of rides out there sometimes is a bit of this feeling that ceremony is somber all the time, and ceremony is as one makes it. And we didn't come here to just be somber about things. We came to have a heck of a lot of fun and let our heart voices
yeah.
sing out. And what a great place than ceremony to do that. Everybody giving everybody permission to be their divine self.
It's a recreational planet.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That was Deepak Chopra, not me. I'm sorry, who did I interrupt? Please
me?
Speak.
Flash.
Go, Flash. Go, Flash.
I was just going to say that part of what is so wonderful and potent and invigorating about the earth traditions, whatever they are, is that we approach our holy times, whenever they might be, by virtue of the energies that are convening from the stars and the seasonal changes, etc. And we gather at a time where much is being offered from the universe energetically.
Yeah. Yes.
And we kind of tag along with that, and we gather, And this is our way of restoring our energies. It's not like a holiday like President's Day or something. They'll bounce around just because they want a three-day weekend. So this is a time where energetically we're pulling in energies to make the most of them and to have a good time and to restore ourselves as we continue living within the patriarchy.
I wanted to ask, Imani, I think you hold this information closest. Now, you've been working among all of these First Nations, and you had mentioned to me that you had actually, you had the approval of the Council of 13 Grandmothers. And can you talk about some of the people who you've networked with and brought in among the First Nations and other groups too, not just the First Nations, but I'm sure there are other groups that are working to connect up.
Right.
Can you expand on that?
Well, Turtle Woman Rising is holding this ceremony in support of Dr. John's vision. And mm-hmm. Turtle Woman Rising is endorsed by the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. Ellie Painted Crow started Turtle Woman Rising as a response to some visions that she had. And so we started, Turtle Woman Rising started with Stands for Peace. And as this was moving forward with Dr. John being my friend and sharing with me his visions, it naturally came about that Turtle Woman Rising would expand our work to be Stands for the Earth as well as Stands for Peace. So from Turtle Woman Rising, Zamora is coming, and she is the drum keeper for Turtle Woman Rising. Our commitment is to tend the heartbeat of the drum throughout the entire length of the ceremony. So there will be, we're weaving communities together within the music. But Turtle Woman Rising will begin the ceremony as the fire is lighting. The first heartbeats will come from the Turtle Woman Rising drum and come from a drum that the grandmothers have blessed up for us in our work in encouraging the women and indigenous women in particular to return to ceremonial roles and tending the fire and tending the drum. Of course, Dr. John Mac Rabinac, this is his vision, and he is right now in the midst of a residency at Brooklyn Academy of Music. He has finished the first week and starting the second week, and then he'll have the residency the third week and come right from that residency into the ceremony with us. And he will be, he has invited his friends and collaborators in Louisiana and the Gulf Coast to come and join in the ceremony. And Tab Benoit, Johnny Full, Johnny Sansone, Big Chief Monk Boudreau, Papa Molly, and Afro Williams, as well as Charlie Miller. And word on the street is that there are going to be many other Gulf Coast and New Orleans musicians joining us as well. And go ahead.
Can I ask you, have you, this seems as though in sharing it, you might think about having someone to chronicle all of this so that people will see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that you might share it.
Yep.
I mean, I just know that is happening.
That is happening.
Oh,
we're working with James DeMaria. He is based in New Jersey, which is where I live, and has been an incredible ally and an incredible support of this. And one of the things about, because this is a ceremony rather than a concert or an event, filming ceremony in most traditions is not permitted. photography is something that is very, we want to be very gentle and careful
right.
with this. So,
yeah.
So we still don't really have a plan of how long the cameras will be on the ceremonial grounds or even if we will be able to document any of the ceremony. However, we will be clearly reflecting Mac's vision, clearly reflecting the people who are there. We're working on being able to give daily updates, if you will, about how we are in the ceremony and how the ceremony is moving, to be able to give the people, you know, individual people who are at home outside of a circle, as well as the different circles that are gathering, information about what's actually happening on the ground, so that it may not be conversation like we're having here, but to continue to feed our connection and encouraging people who are having experiences to post on the Facebook pages what their experiences are, to send us emails about what their experiences are, so that we can take that forward and share it at different moments with the people in ceremony, to share it with the fire and the spirits, because ultimately this miracle that we are coming together to ask for, it is so much bigger than any one individual, to have a collective voice that we can speak to that space that is dedicated to the healing of the Gulf, her land, her waters, her critters, and her people, to be able to speak individual voices to the fire and to that sacred space is very powerful, and it formalizes that people other than those who are on the ground in Mandeville think that this is a good idea.
Well, it also, you know, what you're doing here is you're anchoring something other than the political activism of so many good people that are out there doing their best to make some kind of change, who are getting themselves, you know, arrested in front of the White House, as it were, and yet they feel frustrated, but they keep it up. Here is another alternative, and this is the one that our spiritual community has, you know, this is our turn at bat, if you will. Do you follow what I'm saying, Imani?
Yes, I do. I thank you for that vote of confidence in that I share that as well with you. I feel that in this, you know, I mean, I'm definitely an activist and have shown up in D.C. with my drum for, you know, many years with my voice.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, like I've been blessed with what I call a set of pipes to be able to sing over, you know, a very large drum circle. And my prayer, I mean, while I'm an activist, I've always been in that place of prayer. And one of my prayers in Washington, D.C. is to inoculate the hearts of the political leaders with love,
mm-hmm.
with peace, with gratitude, so that they can have their own primary mystical experience, that standing up for the earth and taking care of the people that are these political leaders' constituents, hearing the concerns of First Nations people, hearing the concerns of people like us, that you know, we may have come up in mainstream society, but we have a deep calling that things are not right. And so for me, I just feel like the best way that I can have the most effect is to gather with people that have similar perspectives, that are spiritual in nature, that are non-dogmatic and are welcoming, because when, you know, Grandma Bertha Birchgrove told me something a long time ago, and it's very simple. She said, Imani, you must remember only one thing. And so I asked her what that was, and she said, just remember that it's easy. So to go
yeah.
into our heart and to be in our lightness and to be grateful and to play and to pray, you know, of course there's going to be times when there's grief coming forward. What a blessing that we have an opportunity to release those burdens that we've been carrying for these last couple of years, particularly around what's going on in the Gulf. You know,
yeah.
I imagine that I'll bawl my eyes out. I imagine that many of us will. But to have a space that is attended by women and men of the heart that are trained people within shamanic traditions or First Nations cultures or Reiki or, you know, any of the different modalities of the people that are coming forward. We will take care of ourselves and fill ourselves back up with our deep love and our gratitude for Mother Earth and who she is and how important she is.
Bravo.
And in doing so for ourselves, we do so for all outside ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As soon as I saw this, I knew I wanted to be part of it somehow.
Beautiful. I'm so grateful.
It's a very compelling. The minute you hear about it, you realize there's something right going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it's incredible, but I felt that way too. I felt, well, this is something right. And when you've been, you know, as they say, you said, Imani, banging your drum and playing your drum in Washington, I've been, you know, I'm on the air tomorrow doing my Occupy lineup and everything. I am still a person of spirit. I am walking this path. And to have it, it's like a reaffirmation for me, and there are many of us in the spiritual community who are trying to bridge ourselves back home, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we really need each other, you know, I know that I can work, I work pretty effectively independently, but I'm a team player, and I think that most of the people that you're talking about are team players. And
right.
The unfortunate thing is that many of us are out on our own, you know, instigating these things. But it's like, some, I know for myself that sometimes my work is very, very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And so it's like, to even if it's just, you know, like, I mean, I'm blessed that I get to be down here in Louisiana, in New Orleans for the All Nations Drum Circle in the second line, and in Mandeville for the ceremony. But if I were not here, I would know that if I were sitting at home at my altar, aware of what's going on in Louisiana, the 16th through the 20th, that I would feel a part of something. I would feel connected to this living prophecy that is really moving forward through Mac's vision, through the visions of the tribal people of the Gulf Coast, through myself and Turtle Woman Rising. And, you know, we're blessed, we're lucky that we caught this good idea and that the different people that were very necessary to birth this new way have come together. And it's with the efforts and of many, 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 many people. You know, I am blessed to be the spokeswoman for this organization and for this gathering. I just want to make sure that everyone is very clear that there's a team of, very small team, but a very dedicated team of women and men coming together to offer this idea. And we really hope that people run with it.
It's not confined to just one place. And you have, You described how many different places out there, but I'm thinking you have more, and you're going to put something up online that people will be able to see and connect with. And also, if they wish to, even like you say, be at home at their own altar, there is a contribution for every one of us to make. And while since 1987, I think, we've all had the idea that these days would enable us to do these things, that we have to get up and do them for ourselves. And this is a wonderful example of how we are supposed to walk forward and heal the earth.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, when Matt called me in 2010, and he was sharing his dreams and visions, I was having the same dreams and visions. Maybe a few words here are different, a few words there are different, but the basic message of the dreams and the visions were spot on. Now, that doesn't happen very often for me, and Turtle Woman Rising is another place where the visions are spot on, and one of the core visions for Turtle Woman Rising is to gather a million people with the drum in Washington, D.C., and so that is a vision that my elder and drum teacher, Babatunde Olatunji, had. And I know by, you know, just by being a woman of prayer and a ceremonialist that when your elder has a vision that you know about and then a woman comes into your life and shares a vision that's the same as your elder, and then you spend time with another friend who's also an elder, and he shares his vision, and it's the same as yours, that it's time to get moving.
It is.
That's
confirmation. That is that's a humongous confirmation. Yes.
That might as well be the written invitation that a lot of us seem to wait for.
Right. Exactly.
Undeniable.
And, you know,
we have
done our best to have those written invitations, and there's, you know, YouTube invitations as well. So this is a huge invitation. And really, you know, it's like, you know, even if you don't have time to plug into the website or send us an email, please, you know, gather with your friends, go to the waters, pick up trash, sit at your altar, whatever it is that calls to you, tap into our collective potency and potential. The possibilities that are present here are, I know that I can't even begin to imagine them. And I kind of leave it up to the universe and to the creator, to that which connects us all, to take care of it.
And Moni, I want to ask you if you would, and Flash, you too, and Steve,
mm-hmm.
if you would, everybody take a moment to explain. So the people who are going to, because I'm going to put this show after we're done out as far as I can so people will listen and get ideas. And I wish you would all talk about how folks who can't make it there and who might be isolated either by society or the environment or whatever, how people and even little groups who get together, how they go about if they wish to connect and, you know, create their own ceremony that connects up. Can you please give people constructive, you know, instructing to tell them how to actually do it? I mean, that's something folks will say to me on the backside of things. Well, you know, I thought about it, but I really didn't have a good idea of how to heal the bird. Whatever. You follow where I'm going here? In other words, could you talk about the visual construction, holding an intention, having the lightness of heart, and each one of us, could we just give some information out like that so when people are listening to this, they will be able to understand how to send that energy down to your large ceremony and to the Gulf and everyone in the Gulf and all the critters and, you know, from there.
Yes. Would you like me to start, or shall we have another voice speak?
Steve, why don't you start?
Okay. I was asked a pretty similar question in an interview about 2 weeks ago, many of us hear messages and many elders from a huge variety of indigenous backgrounds are all pretty much coming up with the same message right now. And the core of the message is it's time to connect with Mother Earth again. So when I speak of ceremony to people and they ask me, well, how do I connect? I sort of take them on a journey with your mother or with a date. It's a relationship. So what would you do to foster a relationship? You'd speak with her. You'd listen back. You'd learn to listen in ways that were new to you, because we've all forgot how to listen to Mother Earth. And really, in that sense, keep it simple. I mean, many people do offerings. and that has a dogmatic sound, and it's all good. But what if you just said, you know what, if I was going to see my mom, I'd bring her flowers, and so I'm going to give mother some flowers today, or I'm going to give her a great big hug and lie down on the ground and hug her. I'm going to go commune with the waters and remember that they are me. I mean, scientifically, we're more water than anything else. So that's an easy relationship to foster. And don't be hard on humanity. We got a habit of being pretty tough on ourselves. They ain't serving us real well. So it's about feeling that connection. When we speak of the Gulf, our minds often think of the waters, but we're talking about the whole energetic ecosystem down there. It's the critters.
Yes.
It's the land. It's the people. It's the ecosystem. It's the energy strings that run between all of those aspects that used to know what self-sustaining was and held a vibration of harmony. So to link in with us that are down there, to me, is to go into relationship with that idea of holding a relationship of harmony, of seeing the harmony in all things, of not focusing on just the waters or the people, but all of it, because we're all connected. It all intermingles. And if you open yourself up in a way to start feeling that, it will be a feeling, and it fills your heart. And then when you connect in that place, and it's from the heart, you know, some of the stuff we were hearing earlier that I can't remember who said, but yeah, the difference is, the Washington stuff. And you can say all you want, but when that's with the mouth, but when hearts speak, hearts hear them. And it often bypasses the mind,
yes,
especially in these times, because we're being shifted and opening up ways to hear that we haven't known before, and our hearts are opening. And people that have been in a situation where they're holding a strong presence for the system, well, their hearts are waking up and going, you know what? Can't do this anymore. It's not right. And that's what I would suggest to people when they try and do ceremony. What feels right? For some it's this, for some it's something else. None of them are wrong, and they're all beautiful. It's about finding that connection with yourself in a community environment. Often there's people that will hold a lead role because they've done it before, and hopefully they encourage others to come up with their ideas too. So that the first person who's going to their first ceremony can go, well, I feel really drawn to grab this leaf and go down and put it in the water as a gift. Perfect. And connect with the tree of the leaf and the land it grew in, and allow yourself to take that relationship as deep as you can. And we had a little conference call about synchronizing in some of the ceremonies the other day. And there was some concern about trying to basically synchronize the exact timing of things. And as Imani referred to, you know, this is ceremony in the flow. But it's also a great big five-day container we've created. So people can synchronize their ceremony in Tuesday at 9:45 a.m. if that's what works for you. And it synchronizes in with all of us. So, again, a little bit, you know, less concern about making sure that, oh, well, they're doing this in Mandeville at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, and so I have to do it then. It's all perfect. Make it easy. Enjoy it. There we go. That's my splurb.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Flash, what would you, how would you guide?
Well, if anybody is in north central Florida or anywhere that they feel drawn to come over here, I'm in Melrose, Florida, sleepy little beautiful precious town, and I live in a place I call Moonhaven, presided over by a grandmother oak, 500 plus years old, that was split by lightning about 300 years ago. And she's still growing and still alive and surrounding my home. And it's such a wonderful spot to help generate energy from. And I'll be inviting folks to come here, bring their drums, bring their voices, their spirits, their instruments, their food and playthings, and what they need to be comfortable outdoors and to bring things for the altar if they like. I like to keep it real simple. I like to keep it very organic and not with a whole lot of structure, just enough to make the energy safe and wonderful and engaging for the people who come, something that we co-create. And there's plenty of room here for people to come. They can go to my website, flashsilvermoon.com, or my email, flashsilvermoon@gmail.com, for more information about what's going to happen here and when, and how they might participate if they like. Also, when the horror in the Gulf began, this particular one anyway, with the lovely BP folks, one of the things that we did, and I will do this again either that day or during the week with as many folks as can come, the lake that is right next to my home is the head spring for the whole Santa Fe River system that winds up emptying into the Gulf. And I take a very long and beautiful Lemurian crystal, and anyone can go to their water and take whether it be a crystal or a wand or a stick, something that they feel drawn to use, and put that into the water and bring in the energy through their bodies from the universe and how precious and strong that energy is, and start stirring that water and willing that the energy of healing and peace and correction and healing just keep moving through you and into the water as you're stirring around and around and around. And at some point, and I promise you this will happen, you'll feel the water start to turn like a pudding. It'll start to thicken, and you'll know the time is done. You've done enough right then and there. And, of course, you can always repeat that, but it's not longer is better. Whatever is needed is what's better, and you'll all experience that in your own way. And it's quite spectacular when you do it, and that energy goes right from you into the earth or into the water. In this case, it's very easy for me to visualize the healing going through the lake, through the different corridors of rivers, until it hits the Gulf and fans out and out and out, till all that positive energy wraps itself around the world, healing all of the oceans, all the creatures, all the people and the plants that are needed to sustain our world and our environment. Because truly, when I saw your expression of using fifth-dimensional healing to help this change, I thought, yes, finally people who are talking my language, finally we're going to approach this in a way that makes sense, because we can't be waiting for someone to discover some new thing scientifically. We have to use whatever means we have at our disposal and our magic. You know, they can always have a bigger gun or a bigger this or bigger that. We don't need to be playing with that energy. We have our own that is constructive, and we can just make it grow the more we connect with each other and share our stories and our wonderful miracles that we will be making. And it'll just keep spreading out. And Dick Gregory, many, many years ago, loved that person. And he just, he said, you know, if you got something good, you don't need to cram it down anybody's throat. They'll steal it. So steal this ritual. Steal this ritual.
Gotcha.
And many blessings for all of you to start this.
Thank you, Flash. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Nice to see you back, Steve.
Yeah, thanks. I guess Mercury wasn't quite done.
It won't be done for another week, I'm told. And Bonnie, have you a way forward with this to tell folks constructively how they might tap in?
Yeah. I've thought about this a lot because there's lots of people that I know who are interested, but they need a little bit of guidance as far as how to connect with others. And so my recommendation is that if you feel a call to inspire something in your community that
You sit down in a quiet place with a pad of paper and a pen, and you have your phone book or your cell phone close by so that you can look through your contacts and pick two other people that will think that this is a good idea. So then you call those two other people and you say, hey, there's this thing called Soul Fire for the Gulf that's been inspired by Dr. John. And I want to get our local community together to do something. What do you think? And hopefully the first two people you call will say yes. And if not, keep calling until you have two people on your team that say, yes, I think this is a good idea. And then talk amongst yourselves and say, you know, if you're a yoga community or you're a drum community or you're a dance community or an art community or you're a mom that really is concerned about the well-being of the of our world situation for your children, call the other moms that you know and have a little small conversation with those two other people. And then you put your contact list together and each individual agrees to reach out to, you know, maybe 10 people. And then you ask those 10 people to reach out to maybe 5 people or 10 people. And you just continue it that way. And so you can decide that we're going to meet at the park at 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon or 9 o'clock on Tuesday evening, whatever works for you. And you just invite people to come together. So I think that people who have relationship with the drum, to be able to tend a heartbeat drum for some period of time, leaving room for people to sing, or if there's First Nations people who know the music, to start this synchronized ceremony with a prayer. Grandmas say that it all begins and ends with a prayer. So
yeah.
You make that phone call and you ask your friends if you think it's a good idea. And if they think it's a good idea, then you start brainstorming and you just come up with, well, I'm an artist, so how about if I invite 10 of my friends over to my house on Wednesday evening and we do a collaborative art project? And it's about, you know, it's about the healing of the waters because that's my personal focus, you know. Or my drum community. I wanna drum for the sacred fire, so I call my drum people. You know, how does a Gulf healing ceremony, an all nations Gulf healing ceremony, when you hear those words, what does it mean to you? And write that down. And then call your friends and ask them to help you make it happen. That's what I did.
That's great stuff. I work with people, I collaborate with some very special people who write things down and they write it on the net and they do a wonderful job of chronicling these kinds of events. They're a very helpful crowd. They're sponsors of this show over at Round 37. It's a blog.com. And a few of them are listening to the show right now and lending support that way. And I'm very grateful for them. And most of them, not all of them walk with the same walk we do. Mm-hmm. And yet everybody right now is finding ways to become family with each other to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Are you guys finding that in your lives? I mean, I'm finding that the most illogical things, the most illogical choices are becoming the most logical ones. You know?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm certainly seeing that, and you know, this is
quite honestly, you know, this has been an illogical, unreasonable, quote-unquote, expectation to hold that we can do this ceremony 100% grassroots, based on relationships. And I'm here to say, as pretty much 3 months to the day, that we're doing it.
It is happening.
And, you know, the Grandmothers Council and other elders that have spoken out to what I call PLUs, people like us, mm-hmm. have been inspiring us and asking us to step up in many different ways. And this is our collective ceremonial response to the crisis that has been happening in the Gulf. And if we can be the light that forms the rainbow, if we can be in our hearts and just say, yeah, I'm connected with Ms. Moni, who's down there with Dr. John and the elders and the grandmas and the people of all nations, and I'm connected with Flash, who's down there in Melrose, and she's got her drum circle going on right now. I wish I could be there, but you know what? I'm going to just tap on my leg, and I'm part of that drum circle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to touch Mother Earth right here because I know that there are people in Mandeville tending the sacred fire. And I'm just going to touch Mother Earth and say, I'm here with you, Mama. You know, if a million people did that, oh, my goodness.
Well, Nicole is up in right close to the water there in New York City, very close to the Twin Towers, the Ground Zero point. And I find that a very sacred place. When I first saw it, when I drove into New York after, I think it was 2005, I came in with Asa, they still had the two lights reaching up into the sky. And I only saw a vortex for healing there when I got there. And that's where Nick is. And, Nick, I got to ask you, what are you going to be doing?
Well, while listening to everybody, I've been going through all the possible scenarios in my head as to what I could do and who. So I've come up with, you know, a drum and a guitar player. And I was actually thinking, because I spend a lot of time by myself, and yet I have people that do a lot of different things in a lot of different places. And I was thinking how great it would be, even, you know, on a smaller scale, but I think so easy for a lot of people to get, even if it's 2 to 3, and then like Imani said, if you ask them to bring a few people, all of a sudden you have 6, maybe 10.
Right.
And I was thinking of, you know, like, okay, so maybe you have some paints and a big piece of paper and we all draw a picture together and hang out and start and end with a prayer, or we have, you know, everybody brings their instrument and we just sing some songs and hold that intention of healing for Mother Earth and the Gulf. So I think that's wonderful, and I'm definitely going to do everything I can. I was even envisioning the perfect place down here, right near the water. There's a little field, and there's actually a statue of two, like, rabbits that are like people that are hugging each other. So
I thought
that would be a really
cool.
Nice place.
That's cool.
That's very exciting that we have lots of family in the New York area as well. And so I look forward to sharing, you know, what you're going to do there. And we'll definitely, I'll be one of your three to help share the idea.
Cool. That's awesome. All right. And you're right. All you need to know is that you can do it if you want to do it. And
right.
If the doors are going to open, they're going to open easily. That's how anything has ever happened in my life that was, quote unquote, like the right thing that I really wanted to do. The doors always open easily, to go back to what the grandmother said.
Yeah.
And you know, historically,
mm-hmm.
The earth tribes, the pagans, have a history. When their nation is in danger, they do ritual. They gather. It's what we do.
So much so that basically it was outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow. That's true. That's true across many First Nations people,
many,
you know.
Yes.
And
many
and,
cultures, yes, my
yeah,
own included,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's true. It's true within the Christian faith, and it's true within many faiths. And so it's like,
yes, it is.
Like, how do we hear this as a call to all faiths, and you know, to come forward?
I admire, and Imani, I admire your adherence to bringing all people of good intention and faith together. It really. I admire it. I really do. I find frustration many times, you know. You're doing a wonderful job at this, really.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I feel that, you know, I know that as the woman that I am, that when somebody asks me to do something with them, I'm able to respond. I'm able to show up. And I think that so many of us really just want to hear an invitation. So I'm willing to step off of the abyss and step into the role of the fool and to be
mm-hmm.
be the wise, wild woman who hears an old man's vision, who is my friend, to hear the voice of reconciliation through my own ancestral lineages and the circles that
Absolutely.
I walk with, to hear that I am more powerful than I think I am. Now, it's taken me 25 years to really live it. And so, you know, if you know that you have something to do, that there's that calling in your heart, that you know that there's something you can do to help the earth, that's really all it takes. And just you have to decide how you're going to do it. You know, there's many, many, many different ways. And just to take a moment and to express our commonality rather than our diversity, I think is an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It brings healing. Imani, will you please repeat very slowly and give the information on how people can find the site and connect in order to either be a part of the week in Mandeville and New Orleans, or at least to satellite with you. Can you give the information on that?
Yes, I can. So the two prime websites where all of this information is listed, including all of the people who are participating in the ceremony on the ground, is turtlewomenrising.com. and soulfirecircles.com. We have active Facebook groups, which are Soul Fire for the Gulf and Turtle Women Rising. And to if someone wants to send an email to me directly or to our team, that can go to soulfire4thegulf@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
And just a little tag in that the, I believe all the websites where when Imani was speaking to Soulfire for the Gulf are the number four.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you were writing it down out there, scratch out FOR and put a number four. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and that speaks to the four directions and the four elements and the four elements and,
mm-hmm.
and just the all nations aspect of it. I mean, we've been very conscious in our language that this is a stand for the earth and that we recognize our many paths to the center. And this is an invitation to come from the north, the south, the east, or the west and to come to the center and tend your personal soul fire and our collective soul fire.
All right. So,
I wanted to sort of comment a bit on a commonality amongst everybody's description of ceremony. And the commonality was what makes your heart happy. You don't have to be a fabulous musician or singer or artist. What makes your heart happy? Everybody's doing what makes their heart happy. When their heart's happy, mother is happy. She's a mother, right? Doesn't every mother pretty much ask her child, all that you're doing for a living in relationships, bottom line, are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
So we bring ourselves to happiness. She feels that. So I just thought I'd throw that in there because there was a sure common theme to that. And as we hold our ceremony and prayer and our intention for healing, I think it's really important to come from a place of seeing the perfection, of the joy, of the love. If I'm getting approached by somebody, I'd rather hear them say, you know what, I really, really love you, and I'm so glad that we've reconnected, than say, oh boy, I feel so guilty about what I did last week, so I'm going to try and make it up. It's a whole different energy that goes into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So encouraging that idea of when you find this relationship, however your ceremony is, that it's not overwrought with guilt and shame. We're trying to move through those.
Yes.
And it's not that, not own it and own it in its entirety, which means both sides, and our heart would revel it and see it into the light and into the unity with joy and bliss and grace and ease. So that often works for me in terms of my prayer and ceremony, that I don't choose to go in holding a mass of guilt. I choose to see the good in all of that and have that expand. And it works absolutely energetically. If you go into something from a place of guilt and shame, it doesn't have the same energetic effect as going in from a place of the heart going, I'm with you, I'm one with you, I love you, here we go, healing.
I like that prayer.
Yeah.
I'm with you, here we go, healing. That's
big. One of
we
the
have
things
worked
that...
guilt. We
one
have worked guilt and shame
that,
to a fine point. Go ahead.
Go on.
Done.
So one of the things in you know what you're speaking, Steve, it stirs up in me is that so many of us feel that we're carrying burdens, you know, and really this is an opportunity to lay your burdens down. This is an opportunity to just in a private moment, however that expresses itself for you, or in a collective moment, however that expresses it for your group, to really humbly apologize for the mistakes and the bad choices that we have made as a collective, to utter that, and then to fill that space that you have created with the acknowledgement of our planetary situation, and to just be filled with gratitude for the beauty that surrounds you. Be filled with the gratitude that there are women and men who are making a very serious commitment to tend this fire for Monday night until Thursday night. That means that most of us won't sleep. You know, hopefully we have a team that is, you know, we have so many people at 3 a.m. On the drum that, you know, that everybody who needs a nap gets a nap. But you know, our core team has made that commitment to tend that heartbeat, to tend that fire. So we are there for you to tap into.
That's important
well
to know. That's important to know. And what it will do to lift... You know, frankly, I'm thinking about how it will lift the general spirit of the Deep South. I mean, cultures are being lost right now, and people are very ill, and we all know what's been going on down there. And to top it all off recently because of the politics, the Deep South has come under this sort of collective, you know, for the purposes of
of cameras and microphones and being on, you know, whatever, in whatever place to say what they wish, but just for hideous political commentary, the Deep South is being marginalized again. And with this crisis being unacknowledged as it is, this ceremony bodes so well, so much healing. And perhaps this can bring a shift, you know, that actually rises the South. Do you understand what I mean? I know that
yes.
I just said
yes, I do.
Rises
yes, I do.
The South. And, you know, pretty high talk for a Yankee lady. But I have made my home in Florida since I was 2 years old. I may have gone back and forth up and down the East Coastline, but I love the South. And this marginalization, you know, calling the Deep South stupid or whatever, this isolating tactic and everything else that's happened, I think that this ceremony can provide a shift, and I'm so very grateful for it, I have to tell you. Very grateful.
Yeah, I really feel
that's
that,
so
too.
Wonderful. One of the things that has been spoken several times in the last few minutes is 2 years. And I want to share something that I'm feeling right now, which is about human development and the fact that we're coming to the two-year anniversary of this crisis in the Gulf. When a child becomes two, she or he starts to have an awareness of that they can affect change outside of them. It's just when we're starting to realize that it's not all about us. It's just when we're starting to realize that we have we can communicate and that we can say something and be responded to. And so, you know, this prayer and this ceremony has been talked about for 2 years, so we needed to grow in our ceremonial and collective consciousness to be that two-year-old that is coming from a true place of innocence and beauty and soul knowledge that we are here to help make the world a better place. However that resonates for us. As a mom of children, I have two 20-year-old children, and you know, when they have grandchildren, I want to know, you know, as I'm having my last breath, that I've done something in my life to help my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I want to be able to look back to my ancestors that were both the First Nations people in coastal Massachusetts and that came over on the Mayflower. I want to be able to look back to those elders and say, you know, I did something good in my life, and maybe there were 30 or 300 or 3,000 or 30,000 or 3 million or every person on the planet who came together in these 4 days. But I want to be able to do that as a two-year-old, in this ceremony. I want to be able to reach out to my mama and to my sisters and brothers and to my ancestors and say, yeah, we're starting to wake up. We're starting to understand that we are more powerful than we can even imagine, and that the future of the earth is really in our hands. And so I'm going to reach out my hand to you, sister. I'm going to reach out my hand to you, brother, and I'm going to shake your hand, and I'm going to say thank you so much for showing up in whatever way the Spirit calls you to show up.
I heard the same thing today. I heard the same thing today. Somebody said, we have to make friends with an Iranian.
Yeah.
You know, I get this way or down. But it's true. And we have this planetary consciousness, which right now is represented as the Internet, that allows us to do it. It's a wonderful tool.
Right.
It's allowing us to get this information out. Folks, we're down to the wire. I certainly want to invite you, Imani, to call in tomorrow during my 4 o'clock show for a quick reminder to folks, and also next week to come back and to remind folks that this is the direction we're going in, and that there is a huge, huge upliftment planned for the Gulf. So I thank every one of you for coming. Has anybody something that they want to say just before we've only got a couple of moments?
Yeah, this is Imani. I would like to give thanks and gratitude to our ancestors and our future generations. And I would like to give deep gratitude to our allies of trust and of change. And I'd like to give thanks to the common unity that we all share. And I thank you to the Mother Earth for calling us together and to bringing us into our hearts and to speaking to us in dreams and visions so that we know what our little piece in this beautiful big prayer is. We give thanks for the opportunity to be here together in this time and in this place and ask that all beings may know peace in our lifetime.
Aho.
Aho, yes.
Ashe.
My quick closing comment is of a conference call that we were in with some of the people from down in the Gulf. And the initial wave of emotion in that call was this: oh, my God, everybody hasn't forgotten. So I thank you all for doing what you can and what you are, for helping us all remember that that's just another aspect of us, and let's heal it.
Gotta Absolutely. Clean up the water to show that we care. And we gotta clean up the water to show that we care. And every little thing we do, it really helps a lot. Every little thing we do, it really helps a lot.
Beautiful. Thank you, Imani. Thank you, Flash.
You're very welcome. Blessed be, everybody.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. I've learned so much from all of you. It was a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you so much, very much.
And I want to thank all of the people who tuned in tonight, especially my brothers and sisters from Roundtree 7. And that's about all we got for you tonight. I think it's a hell of a lot to give you. And more so, we'll keep bringing this up on Here Be Monsters, all the different shows. We'll talk about it. So for the Consciousness Shift and Nicole and I, Nick, I will see you next week, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Imani, Steve,
yes.
Flash, thank you so much. Please come back again.
Thank you,
absolutely.
I will.
You got it.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
And that is Here Be Monsters, the Consciousness Shift for Thursday. We have 10 days before this tremendous healing ceremony is going to begin in the Gulf. So if you're thinking about it, please pass the information along. Talk about it. This is good stuff. This is the right side of humanity. It's where we're meant to be. So blessed be. Everybody stay safe. And we'll be back next Thursday with the Consciousness Shift. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Much love.